Amen. Wasn't that awesome? Freedom is not cheap. And for all that have fought for liberty and justice, amen? We as Christians need to fight a spiritual warfare, a spiritual battle for our country. Amen? Cancel culture is out there wanting to cancel all of our history. But how do you know we grow stronger when we look back, whether good or bad? Amen? To not make mistakes that we've made in the past, and to realize that men and women both have suffered loss for our freedoms. Amen? So praise God for our veterans and all who have fought in the battles in the past, and who were on the front lines during COVID, and just, you know, we're still battling. Amen? We're in a spiritual warfare. Praise God. So God's not done yet. Amen with America. Hallelujah. We can be proud of that flag. And I fly one outside of our house almost all year long. And I don't care what people say. Amen. I grew up pledging allegiance to the flag every morning in school. How many of you did that? Hallelujah. Praise God for God and country. Glory to God. Amen. Well, it seems like it's been forever since I've been up here. Hope I remember how to preach. Great family month, wasn't it? Awesome. Hallelujah. The panel was fun last week, but it's time to move on to other things. And we're a church on the move. We're not going to stop. We're not going to be stagnant. We're going to keep growing in every area. Hallelujah. In the things of the Spirit. I want us to turn to Psalms chapter 27, and we're going to talk about pursuing God and not being moved from our heart to pursue God, no matter what the enemy has tried to do to us to stop us and distract us. And there's been a lot of things to distract us. Amen? Hallelujah. I like David because, you know, God said he was a man after his own heart. And we can learn something from David's life. He was not perfect. That's a great thing to know about David, because none of us are perfect. We thank God for the grace of God. But I just want to read this portion of Scripture, verses 1 through 14, New King James Version, and bring out some things. And there's a phrase I want you to think about and remember. Cause it to be solidified in your spirit, in your mind today. But let's go ahead and read this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. How many of you know that God is the strength of your life? Amen. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me. What a confession. Amen. My heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing. Now, this is one of the key parts of the message. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. That has to be prerequisite. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to you. It hasn't changed from the time of David to the present day. God is still, the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord is going to and fro upon the face of the earth to find those who love him, those who believe him, amen, those who are searching for him, and he's not hard to find. You're not pursuing him, folks. He's already pursued you. That's right. Hallelujah. But we've got to be steady and confident in God as our Lord and Savior, and stay the course. So many of us, I see, you know, all the time falling by the wayside or becoming cold in their walk with God. And we've got to be on guard, don't we? Yes. David said there's one thing. Though, you know, it says one thing. How many of you know there's only one thing that's important in your life? If you get that one thing right, your marriage will be okay. Your family will be okay. Your kids will be okay. Amen. Your prosperity will be okay. One thing. How many of you can remember one thing? The older you get, you know, sometimes you don't remember as much as you used to remember. Amen. Pastor Tom put me on some pills. He said, you know, said, Ed, you know, when you get older, you need some of this stuff to help stimulate your brain. So I said, okay, I'm doing it in Jesus' name. So he took me to, he was staying over there in Braintree at the hotel, and there was a vitamin shop there. So we went down there. By the time I got out of there, I spent $150. Amen. Vitamins is not cheap. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know why I said that, but we should be able to remember one thing, right? Glory to God. Amen. One thing I have desired. See, you've got to have your desire in the right place. Desire, and the enemy would drag you here and there and everywhere else with your emotions and get your desire off of God. Again, seeking him first, it's number one priority. If we put him priority, all the other things will fit into the puzzle correctly. Amen. He is the cornerstone. He is the most important part of our existence. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple, for in the time of trouble, say, for in the time of trouble. You better be seeking God in the time of trouble. He shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, because I choose to seek him, therefore, I will offer the sacrifice of... Hey, this is pretty good. I ain't come out here. I hope this will hold me up. Hallelujah. Offer the sacrifice of joy. Offer the sacrifice of joy. See, the enemy can track you. He knows whether you're believing God just by the way you act and by the way you look. He can read you. He's not all smart. He's not all knowing like God. He doesn't know unless you let him know what condition you're in. Amen. That's why we speak what we believe. That's why we talk about the spirit of faith around here. This is why the Word of God tells us to sacrifice. The sacrifice of joy. If it wasn't a sacrifice, sometimes you just feel joyful. But there are other times you're in the valley of the shadow of death. And even at that point, you have to offer the sacrifice of joy. I know you guys are nervous about these lights up here. I won't trip over them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Therefore, I will offer the sacrifice of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. That's what you're going to do tonight. Amen. Yes. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Now, this is another part. When you said, seek my face, and I would say, seek my word. Because God and his word are one. How do you seek the face of God? You seek his word. Yes. You seek the promises of God. All the promises of God are yes and amen. Amen. Seek my face. Seek my word. My heart said to you. When God said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. Amen. What does that mean? You're at church when the church is open. You're at prayer meeting when the prayer meeting's open. You join the Bible school. You get filled with the Word of God. You're around Christians. You watch who you hang around with. Hallelujah. You hang around with people with like faith, such as yourself. Not believe some other foolish stuff. Some other doctrine that you don't agree with, because they'll try to convince you the opposite. Amen? You need to be strong in the things of God in this day and age that we live in right now. Hallelujah. You can't be sidetracked. Can't be sidetracked. You can't afford to be sidetracked. Amen. So, hallelujah. My heart said to you, oh Lord, oh, your face, Lord, will I seek. And then it goes on to say, do not hide your face from me. You know God doesn't do that anyway in the new covenant. Hallelujah. He's in us and we are in him. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. I could just see David if he lived in the New Testament. Ooh, glory to God. He would really be fanatical. You think he danced with all of his might before God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, teach me your way, O Lord. Verse 11. And lead me in the smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. Verse 13. I would have lost heart unless I had believed. Where's your believer today? You can't look at false news. You can't listen to false news. Amen. Where's your believer? You believe in God. That I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And folks, we're living in that day and age. We're on the brink of something, a mighty, powerful move of God. Hallelujah. We're going to see the lame walk, the blind see, the dead raised again. Amen. Well, Pastor, I don't know if that's possible. Well, hang on there. It's happening. It's going to happen in New England. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, Pastor Judy and I, we were talking about, you know, Arizona and different places. There are places that we call red states where it would be awesome. I'd be a good Texan. I like boots and cowboy hats, you know. In Florida, amen. Different places where, you know, they're coming against tyranny and they're standing for the justice to be done in the land. And I said, you know, I wonder if God really wanted us to come back here. You wonder, why here? Why here? God delivered me from California. At least I'm not there. Amen. Hallelujah. New England. This is where it all began. Praise the Lord. And looking through the years that we've been here and what God is able to do and how God has set people free and people have launched ministries from this church and just so many things. Hallelujah. For the glory of the Lord. Listen, it says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of God. And folks, we're getting ready to see the goodness of God. But it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Some other translation says this, don't give up. Don't give up. Another translation says, don't be impatient. Don't be impatient. Don't quit. Don't quit. Quitting is in our vocabulary. Hallelujah. Let your heart be stout and enduring. And this notation from one of the writers, he will never disappoint you. Hallelujah. God will never disappoint you. I don't care how long you've been believing for things. God will not disappoint you. Hallelujah. But see, Peter understood the strategies of the enemy. That's why I'm bringing. We've got to keep our mind on God. We've got to keep seeking him. Not letting the enemy. I want to read this out of the Message Bible, 1 Peter 5:8. Most of you know this scripture. It says, but this is the Message Bible. It says, keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. See, when you don't have a heart to seek God diligently, you'll be lulled off into disbelief, into la-la land, or he'll catch you napping spiritually. I don't mean napping physically, but napping spiritually. Keep your guard up. Say, Pastor, I'll keep my guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. Keep the full firm grip. You know, God said, will I find faith on the earth when I return? And I would say, yes, he will. Amen. Because there's a remnant of faith people, praise God, who are walking in the Word, who are believing the Word of God. So keep a firm grip on faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before the generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans, they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. Hallelujah. He gets the last word. God gets the last word. No matter what the enemy throws at us, God gets the last word. If we will keep pursuing God, if we will keep God in first place in our lives, hallelujah. I like the this testimony here of the Apostle Paul over in Acts chapter 20. Now, this is a phrase that caught my attention as I was reading this week, the Word of God, because it's so easy to remember, amen, and all the things that the Apostle Paul went through in his ministry. And he had a mandate from God to preach the Word of God to the Gentiles and the Jews alike. That was number one. And you can go ahead and read this whole chapter in verse 20. But in verse 22, it says, and see now, I go bound in spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. How would you like to be at the Apostle Paul? Hallelujah. We think we have it bad. But he said, chains and tribulations await me. Now, verse 24, just these few words I want you to memorize. But none of these things move me. Can you remember that? None of these things, no matter what you're dealing with in your life, no matter what is coming against you, or what you hear on the news, or what somebody else says about you, or criticizes you, or whatever, your attitude needs to be the same as the Apostle Paul. None of these things move me. Because I am determined, like David, to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. To seek the Lord in the sanctuary. To seek the Lord. Seek the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, for that I may finish my race with sadness. Joy. Come on, there's that joy again. Hallelujah. David was all about joy. The Apostle Paul was all about joy. When the Apostle Paul was before King Agrippa, he said, I think myself happy. Amen. I think myself happy. Happy, happy, happy. Joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a testimony. But none of these things move me. None of these things move me. Hallelujah. I count none of these things dear to myself so that I may finish my race with joy. Hallelujah. And the ministry which I received from the Lord to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Hallelujah. So I don't care what you're facing in your life, difficult times or uncertainty about what we're going through as a nation. Listen, God has his hand on this nation. And God isn't done. He's not done with you. You're here. You've been born in this generation for such a time as this. For such a time as this to do the work that God has called you to do. You are anointed and you're appointed at this hour. And a lot of times we all have to remind ourselves. We're just not here by accident. We're not here just because, all of the things that God did to put you here and to get you to this point and save you and get you filled with the Holy Spirit to get you full of faith. Hallelujah. You could have been out of there in the world, thinking like all the other people are thinking. But no, God chose you. He chose me to make a difference. So I'm not going to be moved. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be moved. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, last portion of scripture. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. In other words, you are full of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our what? In our bodies. Hallelujah. Receive that, praise God. For we who are alive are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in what? Our mortal flesh. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Paul had this image. Papa, hey, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Smith Wigglesworth said this: I'm bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he who is in the world. The enemy, the devil, all the demons, everything, the adversary who's coming against you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And the Bible says, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. All right. It goes on to say in verse 13, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. We talk about confession of the word of God all the time here in our church. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, do not lose heart. Don't lose heart. Don't lose hope. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day. Have you ever meditated on that scripture? The outside is not too cool, but something's happening on the inside. Something's going to happen on the inside. Hallelujah. Our inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at things which are seen or things which are subject to change. Subject to change. Hallelujah. But at things which are not seen, that's with the eyes of faith. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Message Bible says this, for we are not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us. But on the inside, where God is making a new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than what meets the eye. The things we see now are here today, but gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see will last forever. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, but none of these things, what? None of these things move me. I want you to stand with me this morning. I don't care what you are going through this morning. The difficulties, the financial stuff, the pressures. I want you to say this with me. But none of these things that the enemy has brought against me move me. I'm going to pursue God. I'm going to pursue his word. I'm going to do it with joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. Hallelujah. And full of glory. None of these things move me. Hallelujah. We used to sing a song in church, and you know, a lot of these old hymns were good. It said, we used to sing a song, maybe some of you did back in the church that you may have been in, I don't know. There was a song that we used to sing, I shall not be moved. Like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Anybody know that? I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a clap. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're not moving. Hallelujah. None of this stuff moves me. When things come, you just blurt it out. Amen. And just laugh at the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to bow your heads with me.